It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Off in the deep right side in the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Tech! And puts the Hokies in the lead.
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
Every Tuesday night at this time, we talk to the voice of the Hokies as he will be calling the game. The Hokies, they don't have replacement refs, but they have a replacement site this week. They're playing at FedEx neutral site game against Cincinnati. Bill Roth joining us now here on the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Good evening, my man. How are you?
I'm well. I was listening to you in the last segment. I know NFL football is gigantic, and I know the people in Green Bay are irate, but could you imagine if a game like that between, say, Alabama and LSU ended with replacement officials? And one of those teams lost a game like that?
You know, I have to tell you, you bring up a great point. And by stating the two teams that you did, I'm thinking here, this is week three, and we get something like this. This thing goes on longer and longer and longer. Can you imagine a playoff game? I mean, you're exactly right. No, I can't, and would never want to imagine a playoff game going down like last night, or a BCS game, or a bowl game. And kind of paralleling the two, Bill, you and I both know college football and the NFL, two beauties about it. Every week means something. And in college, where it means more, holy cow, no, I couldn't imagine it.
I feel bad for the two officials because, you know, it's not their fault. They're probably placed in a position that they don't, to be quite honest, need to be in and are probably not qualified to be in. But they were out there doing their best. But, boy, what a great picture of the one official calling it a touchdown, the other a touchback, huh?
Incredible. Worst call that you remember in a Virginia Tech game?
That one's easy. Danny Cole caught the pass at the Superdome.
I'm stupid. That E-me. How did I miss that one? Yeah. Sorry. That was my dumb blank moment right there. You're exactly right. Bill Roth joins us each and every week. All right, let's get into this matchup. Cincinnati, this is odd. This team has a good start to the season, but such a small sample size. Two games, and one of them's Delaware State.
Yeah, they hammered Pittsburgh, too, so I guess that has our guys' attention. I visited with three or four players earlier today before practice here, and they're all very, very much aware of the big play potential of Cincinnati. I just looked at their notes. Do you know they've had 19 plays of over 20 yards, and they've only played two games? And it'll be a very, very, very big test for our defense. They got to do what they did Saturday. They got to make plays. They got to get guys on the ground. In the Pitt game, we missed a ton of tackles, and everyone on that defense says that was the anomaly. That was the bump in the road. The way they played against Georgia Tech and the way they played against Austin Peay and Bowling Green is the way this defense will play. And the Hokies are going to have to play that way. Four of the next five are on the road, and Cincinnati looks, at least on paper, like a really explosive offensive team.
I know he's a kind of a rather big guy, not as big as Logan Thomas, 6'5", 199 pounds. They got a quarterback by the name, great name, Munchie Legault. I can't say I've seen a ton of him, but what do you know about Munchie?
Well, I talked with Coach Beamer a lot today about Munchie. You know, he is big. He's like Logan. He's probably a little bit more wiry, but he's a big, tall guy, and he can sling the ball around. If you go back and look at him last year, he made some ill-advised throws. And, of course, any quarterback that has James Gale chasing him may make an ill-advised throw. So I think this game, if the Hokies can get Cincinnati in some throwing situations and get Legault on the move, that'll help. I think a great Hokies crowd will help, too. I'm really glad this game's not at Nippert Stadium. It's a tiny stadium at Cincinnati on their campus. And I think it's good that it's not there. And I think it'll be a pro-Virginia Tech crowd.
What do you think about this story? And I know I'm completely shifting gears outside of the game, but a lot of headlines past couple of days, and I know you talked to Jim Weaver about it last night. I was listening to this show about lack of ticket sales for this matchup.
I think there's about four different things here, but the number one thing is they were priced too high.
Totally agree.
The ticket prices for this game were higher than the ticket prices for the Virginia Tech-Cincinnati Orange Bowl game. And I think that's high. And I understand people in D.C. may be used to paying $200 to go to a Redskins game per ticket or more. But I think $125 to $175 is a lot. And if you've got a couple of kids that want to go, that's a lot of money to go to a college football game. But now they've dropped the prices. And I think if you log on to Redskins.com today, you can get tickets for $30. And I'm not so sure we would have come close to 90,000, but it would be more than 40. That's a lot of people spent a lot of money on tickets for this game. And I think the price point was probably the key factor. There's some others as well. Tech lost to Pitt. It's Cincinnati. Neither team is ranked. It's not an opener. It's the fifth game. I mean, there are a lot of things. But I think at the end of the day, when something's not selling, it's whether it's real estate or any product you're selling, if it's priced way too high, it's going to be hard to move it.
Amen. Just bought a house. I know that game.
You know what I'm talking about. If you're trying to sell a house, what's the first thing your realtor tells you? Everyone thinks their house is worth way more than it is, right?
Bingo.
So, yeah, you got to price it right. And I'll say this. I think it's great that the Hokies are playing at FedEx Field. I think it's great. We didn't have to give up a home game to do it. We get all our games at Lane Stadium and a game at FedEx Field for our fans. So I think it's really great. Weaver said it last night, and I'm going to double down on this. I don't think it was right to price them that high. I think they were really trying to gouge our fans. But you don't have to worry about it anymore. You can get tickets for $30, which is a steal.
Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. I got a bunch of your emails for Bill. I'm going to get to them on the other side about Logan Thomas's finger and about Tariq Edwards' return. We'll get to them all on the other side. This is the Cowan Gates Roth Report with Bill Roth. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Right back at it on the Cowan Gates Roth Report with Bill Roth joining us. And by the way, the game time this week against Cincinnati is 3:30. That means Bill, Mike, Jim Weaver all on the air starting at 2 o'clock. Bill, I got a couple emails here for you in regards
all to
last week. Tyler writes in, Bill, what did you think of the performance of Tariq Edwards hitting the field and also Ronnie Van Dyke?
I like both of those guys. The more they're on the field, the better we'll be defensively. Tariq's been banged up, and he's not 100% yet, but he is really close. And we will see more of him Saturday than we have in any game this year. Van Dyke is going to be a star. Even if you're not a Virginia Tech fan, just remember the name, Ronnie Van Dyke. He's going to be a really, really special outside linebacker at Virginia Tech.
Vince writes in, Logan Thomas bangs up his finger, and there's a good breakdown. I saw this as well. Andy Bitter of the Roanoke Times writes, he was 9 of 17 for 2 scores before the injury to his finger and 2 of 9 with a pick afterwards. Bill, how concerned are you about the finger, and what exactly happened to Logan?
Well, first of all, there's a great example where stats lie, because he threw about 6 balls away, which was what he's coached to do, and he had a couple of balls dropped. So he actually had a pretty good game, even though the stats don't show it. He told me it didn't hurt him at all once they flipped it back around. And he showed it to me today. You can't even tell. There's a little line on his thumbnail. What happened was, when he scored the touchdown, someone in the pile, someone's pad got up under his fingernail.
Ooh.
on his thumb. I know. You really want to hear the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
It sounds worse than it was. It flipped it back. His nail got flipped backwards. It stayed on, though. And it's a very bloody, and you know, there's a lot of nerve endings underneath, you know, the tip of your thumb. And under your nail, you're not used to that being...
Oh, no, take a hammer to one time. You know how it feels.
But he went to the sideline, and they were able to flip it back around and tape it down, and he's fine.
Okay.
It sounds worse than it is. And when he was going through it, it was very scary for him because you look down at your thumb, and he didn't know exactly what had happened. There was a lot of blood, and he thought, did I lose half my thumb? Which would be a severe injury to a quarterback.
Yeah.
But that's not what it was. That's not what it was, and he was fine, and he's fine. He's good to go.
All right, 3:30 on Saturday at FedEx, and you, me, like everybody else who watches this team, hoping for a better start. Nice to see it. Nice to see a nice quick start out of the gates from this team.
How'd you enjoy your trip?
I did, and I felt bad because I got there about 10:30. You were on the air, and I didn't want to bug you and Mike. I briefly saw Mike sprinting down to the locker room afterwards, but very nice, enjoyable autumn afternoon at Lane Stadium.
I thought it was great. Before we go, I know you got to go. I thought our fans were awesome. The Hokies are coming off a loss, a bad loss. They're playing a noon kickoff against Bowling Green, and enter Sandman at 10 till 12. It was like the Hokies were getting ready to play Nebraska.
It was cool. That is definitely one.
It doesn't matter. That's what's so cool about it. The stadium was packed 14 minutes before kickoff to see the team take the field. And that meant a lot to our guys.
Cool day. Loved Military Appreciation Day. You should do that every year. You can pass it along to Mr. Weaver.
We will. Thanks, man.
Take care, bud. That's Bill Roth from the Cowan Gates Roth Report each and every single Tuesday at this time.